Welcome or welcome back to It's Trinity's podcast. I'm Trinity.
And I'm Alicia.
And today we have my great aunt and uncle, Uncle Johnny and Aunt Darlene.
Also known as James and Darlene Posey.
And we're interviewing them today because they've been married for more than 60 years. And today we are celebrating Valentine's Day. I will ask a few questions about marriage and what advice you could give people that want to stay married. Then we will go into race relations and what racism was like for you and specific examples of something that happened to the both of you when you were younger.
Does that sound okay?
Does it sound okay? Oh, yes, great.
Remember, I'm 10, so I haven't even thought about marriage, but I have listeners and family that seem lonely, so let's see if you could help them today.
Okay, let's go. Okay. Let's see what they can come up with to help a sister out.
Okay.
Okay.
Tell me a story about how the both of you met.
Okay, well, I'll start with off by saying that I met when I was in the military, the Aunt Darlene. And so we fell in love at the time. And then a few years later, back in early 1958, that's when we got married. So I think marriage is the institution that you have to understand each one another, love one another, be a part of one another, and stay truthful. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Be truthful.
That sounds like it's a big deal. I talked to somebody recently who said that he was married and he married her representative because she wasn't truthful with him. And so he stayed married to her for 7 years, but he just, he was angry because she was so dishonest throughout the marriage. So yeah, truthfulness is such a big deal for everything, right?
Right.
Yeah.
What do you love about being married to your spouse?
What I love about being married to my spouse has been a tremendous ride. I said it's a tremendous ride. When I first met her, I knew I loved this young lady when I did. We talked about it for a few years before we got married, because I met her back in 55. We got married 3 years later, so it took time. You know, back at, you know, at 58, I'm sorry. But it took time to get to know her, understand what she wanted and what I wanted. We had a long talk. We talked to each other constantly. That's the main thing. Communication is the greatest thing in the world. If you don't have the understanding, you won't be able to make it. So all these 63 years, I think I understood exactly what she wanted. And then she understood what I wanted. So praise God for that. And he kept us together.
And Darlene, what are your thoughts?
Oh, basically about the same. We were kind of, we were young and got to know each other and kind of stayed together. Everything turned out all right. So just somebody I met that was a real nice person.
Aww.
Yeah.
Did you know right away that you wanted to be together forever?
Yeah, I kind of figured that way and worked out that way that we've been together for last 60 some years. It's kind of nice.
You're gonna stick around with them on Darlene. Okay, that's cute.
Okay. After 60 years, I'm sure there are a lot of memories, but is there anything specific that stands out?
Well, a whole lot stands out, sweetheart. It's because that we, first of all, we got an understanding of each other. And I pray all that because I say understand it. You got to understand because if two people want to be together, they better understand each other. If not, it's just going to fall flat. So that's why I say you being together, talking together, and being ready to get doing what we want to do together. That's what the main thing.
Yeah. You know, I do have a question that's going to venture outside the dynamic. What about the, you know, I can't really speak for other couples that aren't Black, but I would say that there would be a difference in Black love because there's more to Black love than just the day-to-day ins and outs because we have more to deal with. So in that Black couple tree, what is it that you think that, because I mean, you're coming home. I mean, early on in the 50s, racism was really prevalent, more so than it is now, that you would face a lot of scrutiny from white people, just probably just giving you a hard time just because you're walking down the street. But in being a couple, did you ever experience any racism being together when you were doing your day-to-day?
You know, I could say I did to a point where I had problems with walking with her, going with her for places she wanted to go, and doing our time together. We would go places that we didn't have no problem at that time. Okay. But growing up, I did.
Of course, yeah.
I didn't take no foolishness from the other fella.
Right.
Because that's why my mother had asked me to leave, because if not, I was going to get them all killed. Because wow. I wasn't going to take no stuff from the white man, and he wasn't going to take anything from me, because she felt that he would probably hurt me some way that I would be coming back home. That's why I said, I didn't let it bother me. I wasn't afraid of him. Yeah, I changed this deal by going to a different restaurant. I mean, restroom and all this kind of stuff. I went to the ward I wanted to go to. But
my wow.
Boy, I was, I couldn't say
you
I
were
was
a rebel.
Devil, but it's just the way I felt. I just ran by myself. I didn't go with a crowd or groups. I stayed by myself. But my brothers and I, we didn't go too much together, but we worked together. But we just had that feeling, and I had the feeling, and that's why I left home when I did, to get away from all of that. And I found it in the military as well, so it was everywhere. It hadn't left me. It was still with part of me.
But it never really affected the two of you together?
No.
Good.
No.
Okay. That's good to know.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What is your favorite song to dance to?
Dance with My Father again by Luther Vandross. I don't know if you don't know it, but I
know. I'll have to play that song first so she'll know what
James
that
Brown.
Is.
Hers is with James Brown.
Which song on Darlene do you remember?
What?
Which song by James Brown?
Get on the Good Foot.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that one too. That one's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one to start the day too.
Yeah.
All right, what you got next?
Okay. What is the best advice you could give to people that want to get married or stay married?
Yeah. What I say is you better sit down and talk about this thing first. Don't get married because you say you want to get married.
Yeah. You get
because you could do well by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because marriage is an institution that you have to want to be in, you know. But see, a lot of people tell you quick, I don't have to be in this marriage because I can do well by myself. So think about it before you jump into it. Don't just say, I want to get married because somebody else over here is married. My friend is married. No, you married because you want to get married.
Yeah, you have to be a certain person.
Yeah, just don't jump at anybody. But husbands out there is not, and wives are not out there for, most of us not out there for what's good. Most of them out there is what they can get from you and take away from you. But don't let that happen. Think about it. Think.
So when you say take from you, do you think that marriage is more of a, is more about kind of sharing wealth more than love?
Not really. It's got to be two sides to, it's two sides to every story. You got to get out there and think about it, talk about it, pray about it, and make sure this is the right thing for you. Maybe not. You know, maybe it is.
Yeah.
You know, look into this thing before you jump into it. Many people get married and met each other 2 weeks ago. Get married. Do you know him? Did that know that person? You don't know that person. So think about it. Concentrate about it. Like I said, pray about it. Stay with that program. Don't deviate from it at all.
And it sounds like you guys took your time, you know, which is not something, you know, we're in a very microwave society where everybody wants to hurry up and get married or hurry up and be together and be with somebody, but then they don't want to take the time and do the work to get to that place.
Right.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Okay, so you both are a little older than me, and they say that history repeats itself. Is that what is happening with racism right now?
Somewhat it is, but then again, I haven't got into any thinking of that. That it's part of it, but it's something to think about.
Okay, Uncle Johnny, as a black and as an older black man, what advice would you give younger black men to stay safe and stay alive?
Okay, get an education. Education. Read them, say that some, two or three times. That's what kids need to do now. Because a lot of the black kids this day and age, they don't have a father figure. They're out there looking for it, but they can't find it. A lot of people say they're doing it, but I haven't seen too much of it myself, that they are trying to help. But they are out there trying to help the black kids have a good head on their shoulder, because they need it. Because this day and age, it's rough for our kids. And our kids right now are more in jail than out. The white kids can get away with a lot more than the black. Because blacks, we do not have money. The whites have money, they get away with more than everything else. So the main thing we really need to do is teach these our young black kids, talk to them, tell them to stay in school, get that education and be somebody.
Yeah.
That's what I look at.
That's good.
Okay. Aunt Darlene, what advice would you give women to support black men?
Wait a minute.
Advice
would I give? I was just trying to think what advice I would give to women to support black men. I guess just have to talk to them, make them understand things, how things are happening, and how they feel. If you feel good about it, then that's great. Other than that, something that they can support.
Well, and you know, I guess I could elaborate a little bit on that question that Trinity asked. You know, just because these men are coming home to their black women, and we don't know how hard they've had it throughout the day. you know, their day-to-day of dealing with, you know, just the way that they're treated. And, you know, that there's a lot of fear now that they're, that is, that they're dealing with, because, you know, being pulled over or profiled, you know, just because of, you know, the car that they're driving, and, you know, or just because they are assumed to be doing something illegal. And just doing, just driving while black or walking around while black. And, you know, then they come home with all those pressures of being, you know, just wrongly treated. I guess that was my concern, is did you ever fear that Uncle Johnny would not come home one day just because of the racial climate?
Something you have to talk to them about?
Yeah, you have to just talk to them about it, and
yeah,
and just make them feel loved when they get home.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, what else you got, babe?
Okay, so the podcast audience asked, what used to be a big deal to you both that really doesn't matter anymore?
What used to be a big deal? Okay. That's like we're going party that is out for us. All these parties, we used to party. Could get enough of parties. Just lay off work, go to the parties. Lose money going to a party, you know. But that's the way our culture was when we was in our late ages or younger age.
Now we don't.
All we do now is wish we say we go places and enjoy when we go out and come back. We hope we enjoy that more now. We went through all of this other trial and tribulation that we call, you know, getting up, get ready, partying for this, doing that. Having people over now, we enjoy having hit with for this virus, where you have people come over, we sit around and chit chat, play dominoes, play checkers, have that. They enjoy that more by being at home. That's more to us than just going out spending money. Next week you broke. You know, so you might as well say, hey, get our minds together. Either we're going to do this, we're going to do that. You can't do everything, because we don't have the money anymore.
Yeah.
When you get older, you get on a fixed income, you better stay fixed, because they're not going to give you more anymore.
Right.
So then you might as well just look at what you got, pray to the Almighty that he's keeping you healthy, keeping you loving everybody. People respect you. You respect them. That's it. I can only can say to you, sweetheart, that you are doing a great job for this. This is fantastic.
Thank you, Uncle Johnny. And I thank the both of you for being on my podcast today.
You're quite welcome.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You're quite welcome, huh? We enjoyed it.
That was very nice. Very nice.
You know, I know I threw some questions at you, because as you guys were talking, I just started getting some questions that were coming to mind. But I appreciate you, you know, answering them to the best of your ability and giving some really good advice to the listeners. And what are your thoughts, Trinity?
I have to agree with you.
Yeah. All right. Well, do you want to close out the show, or do you want to prepare everybody for what we're going to do, what we have coming up, or anything that's going on with your Instagram page?
Oh, so my podcast page got, was it technically banned?
Well, we think that Instagram just shut it down just for what she was posting, which was really just posting anything about Black issues.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's unfortunate they came for her like that. But that's okay, because we won't be stopped, will we?
Nope. It doesn't stop there because I have my own personal page. Everyone in the audience listening, go follow me at It's Trinity's World. Well, it's underscore Trinity's underscore underscore world.
Okay.
And I'll post all the information there, and I'll have all the podcast info there for now until I get my podcast page back.
Okay.
If we get it back. And then we also have a new TikTok page for It's Trinity's podcast. So we'll be posting some stuff there. So feel free to follow us there. And this is It's Trinity's podcast. And thank you, James and Darlene Posey, for joining us today.
Oh, our pleasure.
Yeah, happy Valentine's
that
Day.
Was really nice.
It was great.
Thank you so much.